have all Rob and Chris. This is Chandler Worthington, your most faithful of listeners, and I call you today looking for help with the ladies. I really think that it goes back to the fact that I was really born a nerd. It is in my genetics. My parents were both Scripps National Spelling Bee champions. I was pronounced morbidly obese on the delivery table. I think that comes from my mother's week-long Mountain Dew benders. She did the dew too much. I know I talk about my parents a lot, and I think that you need to stereotypically. I live with them in their basement. I don't. I live with my aunt down the street. To get to the point, I need help with the lady. I have been on dates before. I just can't seem to get to the second date. I'm brave. I ask the ladies out. Sometimes they laugh at me. Sometimes they cry. Sometimes they bite and punch. But some do say yes. I think maybe because they feel sorry for me. But they said yes anyway. So that's a vote of confidence. I take them to the nice restaurants. I've heard that's good. I buy them flowers. Non-allergenic, of course, because I have the allergies. I buy them chocolates, bacon-flavored chocolates from BeTheGeek.com. So, a little bit about me, so maybe you can help me. Here are some of my vitals. I'm 5'2", 280 pounds, long, luxurious, brownish, curly hair that can be styled in multiple different cool-looking coifs, and a bitchin' fledgling beard that I've been working on for a good 5 years. It doesn't really connect in all places, but it's still pretty bitchin'. I like cats. That's a good thing. I know that the ladies like the cat. I have a cat named Anton, named after Anton Webern, the famous 20th century composer. I named him that because I think that Webern's music sounds a lot like a cat running across a piano. So I thought that would be a great name for a cat. Now, what I'm looking for in a woman is basically Vampirella, Power Girl, and or Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. So you get what I'm saying there. I'm willing to compromise on certain physical characteristics, but only their height. Rob and Chris, please help me. I need to find a lady. I need to get to a second date, because honestly, that's where the real magic happens. I'm a mentalist, and also an illusionist. Thank you in advance for all the sweet honeys that will be banging down my door, I'm sure. I had to call back because the Google lady hung up on me, and it was very rude. I had a couple of things I needed to add because I forgot in my first call. One is that I have extensive knowledge of 90s one-hit wonders. My favorite band is Matchbox 20, followed closely by Toad's Wet Sprocket. But also, I had a question for you, Rob and Chris. Do you think it's a bad idea to have my mom come on dates with us? I thought it might be a good idea. I mean, she's known me for my entire life. Who better to vouch for what's going on downstairs, if you know what I mean? I mean, she changed my diapers until I was 12, so she knows what I'm capable of down there. So I've got that going for me. Movie reference. Also, sometimes I like to bring my dungeon master from my D&D club to my dates with me as a character reference. I mean, who better? Because, I mean, my dragon troll mage dwarf is amazing, and I could make one for her if she wanted. So I've got that going for me. Thank you. You guys are my heroes. I'm waiting to hear from you very soon. I'm very anxious. Thank you.